holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Prophecy does not mean grief. Just prophecy is good. Peace, good. All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Very sunny here in Columbus. It's not too hot either. It feels good. How are you feeling? How's your family feeling? I pray that God does something good for you and your family this week, today, over the weekend. I pray it does something good. Something you aren't even thinking about. Maybe it was something you were praying about. Whatever it is, I pray He does something good in your life and in your family's life, and that you prosper beyond measure. I want God to bless you so well that you can go and bless somebody else, because that's what we do. You know, after God blessed us, we go out and bless other people. At least that's what we try to do anyway. In our church in the month of May is Bless Somebody Month. That means every time you get out the bed in the morning, you leave the house or you get up to start your day, understand that you're going out trying to bless somebody somewhere. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. But at least try to bless somebody somewhere doing something, whether it be the right words, some help, some physical help, some monetary help, some advice, or just listening. Simple things like that can help people. Really, it does help. Simply listening sometimes. You think they're blowing off and going off the handles and off the rails, but 9 times out of 10, you're just supposed to listen to them go off the rails. After they finish going off the rails, then they'll be okay. They'll come back to their senses and then begin to evaluate what they've just said, and they just really wanted to talk it out. You know, just give people time. People aren't always going to act the way you want them to act. They just aren't, you know, and I wouldn't want them to either. Because you act up and I act up, so I wouldn't want them acting like us and the way we want them to act. We want them to be closer to God. However God does it, make them closer to Him, and He'll draw nigh to them as long as they come closer to Him. So when you come closer to God, God comes closer to you. Now, that being said, all your sins are forgiven. Believe it, believe it, believe it, believe it, believe it, believe it. You might as well. You know, it's going to help you. If it's going to help you, it's going to help you. And listen, if you believe that your sins have been forgiven, just reach up and touch somebody and say, high five, my sins are forgiven. You know something, I don't care what you do. Get out there and start believing what God has said. He said He took away your sins even before you were born. Mm-hmm. He made a way for you to escape His own judgment. Ain't that something? God has a judgment, right? He has a judgment, and then He turns around and tells people how to escape His judgment. And He says, I'm taking your sins away. If you believe I've taken your sins away, and you let that belief lead to doing, I'm going to go ahead and fix it to where you don't even have to deal with the judgment. Yeah, that judgment thing was only for the devil and his angels. That wasn't for us. That hell was for them. That wasn't for us. But since some of us like to act like the devil and his angels, God throws us right in there with them. And so all I can do is try to tell people, hey, go this direction. Listen to God a little bit. Hopefully that mustard grain of faith and mustard seed size of faith will grow. Because He started giving us wisdom at conception. So we all have a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of faith. So we might as well start using it. We might as well start using it. Life does a thing. Life begins to separate us from what we've already known about God, what God has given us at birth. what he's given us at conception. You know, life tends to separate us from that knowledge that he gave us. It just does. Why? You got me. I know God hadn't stopped sending children here. You know, God's not nervous, so, you know, he keeps letting children be born here on earth. Brother Nard, what about the other universes? Aren't people being born there? I don't know about the other universes. I don't know anything but earth. And I don't even know that. All I know is that God is allowing us to bring forth human beings on earth to be a light to somebody. And the world tries to corrupt them. That's what it does. It tries to corrupt all of us, really. But hey, God's not nervous. Neither am I, because God is in control of everything. I don't have to be nervous. You don't have to be nervous. When God gets nervous, then I'm going to get nervous. Until then, I'm just going to follow him. Now, we are going to talk about Jesus today. He's talking about he's doing a prophecy, right? Yeah, he's doing a prophecy, predicting his own death. Yeah, predicting his own death. And so a lot of times we'd be around people who do that. You know, they might not know that they're predicting it. You know, they might say a couple of things or a few things that just a few weeks later, they're gone. Or a few months later, they're gone. A year later, they're gone. You know, and it hurts, and it's grief in that. But sometimes we're around it. We see people who are really enlightened by God, who God gives them something to say. And I'm not saying that everybody who receives something from God to say is just a believer. A lot of times God will make people say things, whether they believe or not. He'll make them say it as a light to us. As a light to us. This is what he says here at, where is this? Matthew 17. We'll start at verse 22. Jesus predicts his own death. Verse 22. After they gathered in Galilee, Jesus told them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies." The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. So the Son of Man had enemies. God, Jesus Christ, had enemies. And soon he would be betrayed into the hands of those enemies for them to do whatever they're going to do. Why did he just say, "I'm going to be betrayed into the enemies or the hands of my enemies"? Why didn't he say that? I don't know why he didn't say it. I don't know why God does things. That's not my responsibility to find out why he does things. He has a plan. He does it the way he sees that it needs to be done. He does it the way he wants it to be done. And this is what he said. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. See? Now, I remind you now, God, right? When I say Jesus is God, God had two lives. God had a spiritual life and he had a physical life. The physical life was Jesus Christ. His spiritual life is the Holy Ghost, the same one that created the world. So when it says Jesus Christ created the whole world, he's talking about the same spirit that was in Jesus Christ that created the whole world. So when he says the Son, he's talking about the flesh. When he's talking about the Father, he's talking about the Spirit. So there, if you read through your Bible, you'll find out that the Father was living in the Son. And the Son, the flesh of the Son, or whatever you want to call it. You want to call him the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son. That flesh had a spirit that lived in him. And that spirit was long before December 9th or December 25th and Christmas and all that. That's just something we do. We don't really know when Jesus was born, right? That flesh was born. But we know that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit in him, was the one that overshadowed Mary, which brought forth Jesus. Now, that's the Son of Man. Or you can call him the Son of God, whatever you want to call it. But it's the actual flesh that we're talking about, not the Spirit. The Spirit will not be, glory. The Spirit, you see how the Lord agreed? The Spirit will not be betrayed into the hands of its enemies. No, the Spirit won't do that. You can't betray the Spirit into the hands of the Spirit's enemies. But you can betray the Son into the hands of his enemies, which were initially what you can see is the people, that didn't like him. You know, a lot of people think, oh yeah, everybody loved Jesus. No, everybody didn't love Jesus. Jesus told the truth. Jesus healed people. And a lot of people didn't like that. You know, like the people who were charging medicine or charging for medicine or whatever for people's pain, and Jesus will come and heal the pain, and so now they no longer need the medicine. A lot of those people didn't like it. That messed with their income, and I get it, but they didn't like it because Jesus did that. So now he's predicting his own death. Jesus, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. Verse 23, he will be killed. Was the spirit killed? No, the flesh was. So God, when he said, no, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do, and then the spirit went up, right? Yeah, all that left there was that body. Yeah, the body itself was killed. But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. So what was going to raise that body from the dead? The Holy Ghost, that very same Holy Ghost that was living in him before, will come back and raise him from the dead. And so now that physical body would be a spiritual body, which will be forever. Now, we're not talking about flesh and blood anymore. This is all in this one or two verses. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. Now, we now get excited about that. We're getting excited. Jesus raised from the dead. Oh, yeah, they couldn't hold him down. Oh, yes, Easter. Wonderful, right? But back then it says this, and the disciples were filled with grief. They were filled with grief instead of being excited about, okay, well, if they're gonna kill him, at least he's coming back in 3 days. You know, it doesn't seem like that logic is apparent here. It's like they're like, oh, he's gonna be killed. That's all they heard. They didn't hear about the 3 days afterwards being raised from the dead or something. I don't know, but they were filled with grief. And so I'm telling you that prophecy doesn't have to be grief filled. He's given them an idea of what's going to happen in the coming future. And that's what he does with us. He shows us this is what's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. We can either be upset and filled with grief, or get excited that God is actually talking to us so that we know about the future. Ask God and he will tell you. Somebody say amen, amen.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.